Sorry about that, everybody. Little delay. Yesterday during the drop tournament, I broke my headset. We tried a backup pair there. That didn't work. So right. Kenny came in.
Because the teardrop lost, so you just broke the headset?
No, they just innocently fell. And then Kenny had to run in here like an F1 pit crew handing in a new headset. So we'll get to it. Dude, we have a lot of stuff today. Like a lot. Maybe it's because we did the drop tournament yesterday.
I don't know. Or maybe it's the Valenti World Tour.
Yes, it's going to begin tomorrow. But I am locked in.
I know you are.
We are going to have some fun because I thought yesterday, Rico, Lions are going to be the main deal at 3. Camp is open, and I think there's some questions, and I want to give you an opportunity for the first of what's going to be many receipt segments. So we're going to have some fun because I got some questions as camp opens. But I wanted to start with this, and we can kind of put a bow on it. With regards to the Tigers, because yesterday surprised me. We did a straw poll in concert with the Stoney and Mojo Drop Tournament, and I was very, very surprised at the people's answers to one of the two questions. And it was this. For weeks, you've been made to feel like you're being negative or you're toxic or you're a hater if you don't believe this team is in a pennant chase. And yesterday we did the straw poll. Hey, are they authentically in the chase? I was stunned by the answer. No, 50 no votes, 12 yes, 50 to 12. Yeah. And I was really surprised. So I said, okay, I want to open the show with this. When I return from Saratoga sabbatical, if I return from Saratoga sabbatical, if.
You hit that trifecta, you out of here?
It would have to be a lot more than a trifecta, but I love where your head is at. Let's go with pick sixes.
Okay.
But here's the deal. When I come back, if I come back, on the 5th, I want people to play the role of Miss Cleo, minus the fake accent. I want to know, what is the conversation when I come back? Reminder, it'll be just 4 or 5 days after the trade deadline. They will have finished the series against the Guardians. They will have played the Twins. They will play Cleveland again. They're 6 games out right now. They're, 2 games under 500? Are they in a better position? Are they in a worse position? Is it more of the frustrating same where you're not out of it, but you're not in it?
Purgatory.
Will they have traded Scoobal? Will they have not? Will Flaherty be here? I read an article last night. There's a, quote, robust market for Mark Canha.
What?
Apparently desperation's in the air. I just would love to know from people. I want you to predict the future. Not a month out. Certainly not, first day or two of October. I'm talking just August 5th, if I come back from Saratoga. What are we talking about with your baseball team?
248-539-9797. Call me now!
Call me! By the way, the Miss Cleo documentary is excellent. I just want to throw that out there.
You keep it.
It's excellent.
Where is it?
I think it's Netflix.
Okay.
I'm gonna find it. It's excellent. Okay. It's sad, though. Whatever. It's for a later
date. Call me now! Right.
It's an absurd, Kenny, you'd have to look up who this is. I know you weren't a child of the 90s, but I want to know from the people. So,
where will the Tigers be? Oh, call me now.
Oh, no. I never should have used that reference, should I? But okay, here's what I see. I don't think they're trading Scoobal. And I'm going to go ahead and make a bad assumption. Flaherty will be gone. Carson Kelly will be gone.
Canha?
Jason Foley will be gone. Mark Canha will be gone.
I didn't know that there was a market for him.
Everybody needs a backup outfielder. The difference is you hit this stiff third. That's the problem.
Okay.
I mean, if I'm a good team and I need a backup outfielder or a guy I can slot in to hit eighth or ninth, he'll get on base a little bit in a better lineup. Look, you ain't going to get much for him. You might get like Kenny's lunch. But I would like to know where we are August 5th. Not quite 2 weeks away. But what is it? Like, are we walking back into a pennant chase with excitement and with energy and with, can't believe this is happening? Are we walking, am I walking back into a funeral where the Tiger's body is laid in a box with a pizza spear and it's over? And they've been picked clean from parts? Or is it the worst case scenario? The worst case is purgatory. They don't do anything at the deadline, good or bad. They're not that much closer or that much further away. And they're just sitting there like Kenny after nine beers, barely conscious.
And everybody's still here?
Yes.
Hi, it's me again.
It's the trade deadline.
Yeah.
Yep.
And did you move me? No, we didn't. We're good. We got new showers, though.
New scoreboard.
Yeah.
Huh? I'm sitting in the team headquarters.
Got the home run pizza stick. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I would like to know where people are at. 248-539-9797. As Saratoga sabbatical begins tomorrow, what am I walking back into August 5th? And it's less about what you want to happen, more about what you think will happen. Look, maybe you think they keep playing good ball right up till the trade deadline. Maybe they get tantalizingly close. Say it.
Yeah.
Who gets traded? Who stays? Just, I want to do this so we can do a receipt segment when I get back, too. That'll be fun.
Oh, okay.
Instant receipts.
Because mine is not a gosh darn thing.
No.
Nothing will happen.
They hold?
They will hold. Everybody will stay in place, and they're going to just ride this mediocrity in a fight to get to 500 to end the season. That's it. That's all you're going to get. I don't think Scott Harris is going to make a move.
Oh, God.
I would like to believe so, Mike, but every time he's showing me, he's not. Nothing significant. So all your pieces are going to be here. You'll just be the same Tigers you were before you left, pre not hitting the pick six. You'll just come back to Sad Bowl, which is the Detroit Tigers. I don't think my speculation, nothing.
Okay, I will say this, David. If Rico's right, and I walk back in here on August 5th and it's nothing, they didn't deal what they could deal to get some lottery tickets, they stuck around a little bit, that's the worst case scenario, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think it is the worst case scenario, but I also agree with Rico. I somewhat believe that they're not going to make any moves. I just don't see it happening.
Wait a minute. You don't think they're trading Jack Flaherty? Get the receipts right now.
No, I don't.
Flaherty's a no for you. Kenny, is Flaherty a yes or a no for you? That's a yes. Rico, it's a no for you.
It's a no.
All right, that's a yes for me. Urshela, how about this? Any two of the players I'm listing, just any two, because it's not fair to be like, oh, you said no on Urshela. Urshela, Canna, Kelly, Foley, pick. Literally, Chafin, pick. Do they trade at least two non-Jack Flaherty players? Yes or no? You're saying no?
I'm saying no.
Because okay, that's okay.
No, because in their world, we're building something. We got the young guys, and I don't want to trade anything because this is all about to fall into place.
Okay.
That's the mindset.
Even guys now, that you don't have signed.
Yes. I don't think that it's the smart thing to do, but I'm trying to think like Scott Harris and the Tigers, and I'm saying, no, we stand pat.
Kenny?
There will be at least two non-Flaherty players traded. I have, if there's that robust of a market for Canna, goodbye, and then maybe like a Foley or a Chafin. Yeah.
I'm with you. I will say yes to that as well. I think they're selling. Now, what does it mean for their record? Look, if they trade Carson Kelly, I don't think there's a big fall off. You would call up Dylan Dingler, who's been hitting. He would be the backup to Jake Rogers. You'd be okay there. What does Mark Canna really matter? He doesn't. You know, what is Gio Urshela? I can't sit here and act like that's going to really hurt you. What is going to hurt you is if Jack Flaherty is gone, while Reese Olson is out, you've got two starters and three bullpen days a week. And you saw it again last night. I mean, bullpen days against teams that are halfway functional, a.k.a. not the A's or White Sox, it's going to be real tough to win those nights. But I'd love to know, when we get back on the 5th, when I get back on the 5th, are they closer to the wild card or further away?
Because if they trade...
Aha!
No.
Mullet. Mullet over. Oh. Take your time. We're here till 6. Mullet over. I want to throw it to the people.
Okay.
I want you to really think, because I'm telling you, I think they might be closer.
closer to
the wild card. They're very annoying in that regard. Because you know it won't end up in anything substantive.
Right, but if they're closer to the wild card, nobody moves.
No. You still got to be a steward of the organization. You got to trade. Well, hey.
Do you?
This is a proving ground for Scott Harris. This is exactly what you want as a radio host. A proving ground for your GM who largely hides underground.
And I feel like Scott Harris is at the bat playing the role of Javi Baez while Sister Jean is on the mound. He's about to swing and miss.
Again, Sister Jean?
The meme, Mike.
Oh. Okay, I'm sorry. Dude, I'm sorry. My life is not memes.
I've shown you this before.
Okay, I get the reference now. I was like, wait, Sister Jean is firing gas up there? Like, what are we doing? She's throwing 98 on the black?
She's pitching for the Guardians tonight.
Yeah, I'm like, who needs Tanner Bibee? I have a lady in a wheelchair.
It's her and 50 Cent on the mound.